Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria, high of 28 tomorrow, Johannesburg 26, Mbombela 33. National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola has emphasized the need for intelligence, sharing and cooperation among nations to combat crime. He was speaking at the conclusion of the 27th Interpol African Regional Conference in Cape Town. Masemola highlighted the scale of crime challenges facing law enforcement in Africa and globally. He says these include human and drug trafficking, cybercrime, wildlife crime, and illicit financial flows such as money laundering and tax evasion.
We have enjoyed the 3 days coming up with creative and innovative solutions to the law enforcement problems. Legal firearms have become a problem, and they are a tool to commit crime. Together we can ensure a safe and more secure and more prosperous Africa.
Leadership of Taxi Council Santaco in Gauteng are currently locked in a meeting with the Transport Department. It's after taxi operations in parts of Ekurhuleni were halted yesterday over the impoundment of minibus taxis. Some commuters were reportedly left stranded after taxis did not show up at transport hubs. Santaco's chairperson, Mide Mali.
We are busy now talking to the MEC. The regional for Gruleni leadership is here with us as a province. Our national office, Santaco, is here. We are engaging with the MEC. Soon we'll come up with a proper resolution in terms of the work stoppage that has been happening. But firstly, I need to apologize to the commuters of Gruleni. But now we are looking into the issues that has created the work stoppage.
In the Western Cape, the High Court has authorized the City of Cape Town and national departments to serve eviction notices to foreign nationals residing in tents on state-owned land. Approximately 160 individuals remain at Wingfield in Maitland and around 200 at Paint City in Belleville. They were relocated during the COVID-19 lockdown after being evicted from Green Market Square and the Central Methodist Church. Many have declined repatriation or local reintegration, seeking resettlement in other countries instead. And on the international front, the Trump administration has withdrawn former Vice President Kamala Harris's Secret Service security protection. The administration terminated an extension approved by then-President Joe Biden for Harris. While she has kept a low profile since losing the election, Harris is scheduled to go on tour to promote a book she has written on her failed presidential bid. I'm Nushera Sudial. Your top story this hour, National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola has emphasized the need for intelligence, sharing and cooperation amongst nations to combat crime.
Thank you very much. News that was brought to you by We Buy Cars. With thousands of vehicles bought every month, selling your vehicle has never been this easy. You can visit webuycars.co.za today.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.
Oh boy.
There's a cue to work for it.